This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1089, How to Figure Out What You Should Do for a Living If You Hate Your Job, Part 2, by Steve Chu of MyWifeQuitHerJob.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here. Welcome back to Optimal Work Daily. And if you are a regular listener, you probably listened to yesterday's episode, which means you know that today is a Part 2, a continuation from yesterday. So if you have checked out episode 1088, then you're ready to move forward. If you haven't, I would recommend you go back and listen to it so that you're caught up. So let's do it now as we hear part two from Steve and optimize your life. How to Figure Out What You Should Do for a Living If You Hate Your Job, Part 2, by Steve Chu of MyWifeQuitHerJob.com. Many successful entrepreneurs are created by accident. As part of running my podcast, I've interviewed many entrepreneurs who were successful simply because they put themselves out there with zero intention of making money. Because they were passionate about what they were doing, they didn't consider it work, and money was never the motivation. For example, my Stanford buddy Eric Cheng was passionate about underwater photography, so he decided to throw up wetpixel.com as an outlet for his hobby. And within several years, he established the largest underwater photography community on the net. Money started pouring in. Recently, I interviewed Jojo of Just Kidding Films. Joe and his buddy Bart decided to put up goofy videos of themselves on YouTube for kicks. They had no intention of making money. They just loved being goofy on camera. Fast forward to today, and they make millions of dollars putting out videos that they would have produced regardless. Pete Sveen was passionate about doing woodworking projects around his house, so he documented all of his projects on YouTube, and now makes a six-figure income doing so. Large companies like Ryobi, Quikrete, and Gorilla Glue routinely sponsor his episodes for thousands of dollars. Figuring out your passions. Here's the funny thing about passion. Sometimes you can't figure it out unless you carefully analyze your actions and not your thoughts. When I first started Bumblebee Linens with my wife, this is what I told her in so many words. Quote, "I have zero interest in selling handkerchiefs in the long run, and you'll have to do most of the heavy lifting once we get the store off its feet." End quote. But you know what happened? After the first few weeks, I found myself spending all of my free time learning how to design websites for fun. After the website was done, I found myself reading books on marketing and sales in my spare time. After we started getting some sales, I found myself doing research on handkerchiefs, linens, and lace on my own volition. I even learned how to sew. Let me tell you this, engineering, marketing, sales, sewing, and Battenberg lace don't typically go together, but I started loving it all. Shortly afterwards, I created MyWifeQuitHerJob.com, an e-commerce course, and a podcast too. The rest is history. Did I intentionally create a blog with the hopes of making six figures? No, it just happened on its own. And to be honest, making six figures selling handkerchiefs online still sounds ridiculous. And if you told me that I was going to make almost 700K blogging this year, I would have slapped you silly. Why your job sucks. As an Asian male growing up in a tiger household, I know firsthand why most people hate their jobs. It's because most people ignore what they are interested in because they don't believe it's viable. And most people are afraid to try. It's like saying to yourself, "Man, I love Battenberg lace wedding handkerchiefs, but I better become a lawyer because that is what is going to pay the bills." Then 3 years and $120,000 in debt later, you hate working 100-hour weeks and being a slave to your law firm partners. By the way, I apologize to all the lawyers out there. It's just that out of all of my Asian friends, almost all of them hate being a lawyer. If you hate your job, the real problem is that you are artificially limiting yourself to some preconceived notion about success that your Asian parent or society probably instilled in you. Setting the proper expectations. So the million-dollar question is, can you really make a living doing what you love? Maybe yes, maybe no. But there's nothing wrong with working a normal job while pursuing your passion on the side. And if you truly love doing what you're doing, then you shouldn't have any problem sharing it with the world. The key is consistency. Can you maintain a steady pace for an extended period? Can you push through the difficult times when you are bored and have no desire to continue? Here's the thing. There's no such thing as a business or activity that you'll never get stressed over, never get bored over, or never complain about. Even though my e-commerce store, blog, course, and podcast are successful, there are still times when I hate doing it. But I just suck it up and keep on trucking. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Figure Out What You Should Do for a Living If You Hate Your Job, by Steve Chu of MyWifeQuitHerJob.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And thanks again to Steve. And one thing I didn't mention yesterday is that he's also started his own podcast, as he mentioned in the post. It's called the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast with Steve Chu, and it's all about entrepreneurs who quit their jobs to start successful online businesses. Through a series of personal interviews, Steve uncovers the exact strategies that led to their success. Again, that's called the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast with Steve Chu, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. But I think that does it for today. I appreciate you being a subscriber to the show and being here with me each and every day. And I will return tomorrow with another post, and that is where your optimal life awaits.